welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
45, 50 minute message, easy. So hey, you know what? We'll have you guys out of here by one, maybe? No, I'm kidding. But I want to talk to you today about having dominion in the earth. And the message title is, don't be a minion, have dominion. Okay? So the goal is this. How many guys have seen the movie Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3? Is there four or how many are there? Holly will know. How many are there? Three, right? Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so these little minions are like the little henchmen in the movie, and they run around and they do little evil, sinister things. And they're all looking for an evil boss to follow, right? So they're basically little henchmen. Everybody say henchmen. Okay, so I want to talk to you today about these guys, and I want to talk to you about how the world system is trying to make you a minion. It wants you to serve it. Satan is the god of this world, and he's looking for minions. He's looking for people who don't know who they are, who don't understand the power and the authority that God has given them, and he wants you to blindly follow him off the cliff. Somebody say, yeah. I've been there, trust me, okay? So these guys are earnestly driven by their desire to serve an evil boss, and they mess everything up. Because they're selfish, they're easily distracted, and they are generally inept in everything that they do, okay? So it's funny because it's a lot like the demonic realm. The demonic realm is ridiculous when you look at how demons and everything operates in the spiritual realm. They are trying their hardest to get anybody and everybody to do anything they can, and they're clueless many times as to how to do that. But the bottom line is this. God gave dominion of the earth to mankind. You know, I believe that God is sovereign, okay? So many people argue, well, you know, is God sovereign? Can he do anything he wants? Yes. He is sovereign, and God can do anything he wants. But what we don't realize many times as believers is that God, in his sovereignty, gave the earth to Adam and Eve. And he said, I'm not going to have sovereignty there. I'm giving this planet to my creation so that they can rule it, so that they can have dominion over it. It's right there in Genesis. Have dominion over the fish, over the things of the sea, over the land, over every bird, every creature. He made Adam and Eve, and he said, have dominion. He gave them the earth. And see, Lucifer, who was an angel, who was actually put in the garden, if you look in the book of Ezekiel, you can see a picture of Lucifer in the garden. He's in the garden. It says, you were in the garden of Eden. And God had put him there to watch over his new creation. He took his top angel, his number one guy. And this guy was so amazing and so beautiful. This angel was so incredible. And he became puffed up. He says, you know what? He watched God give the earth to them. And he said, hey, I could steal that and I could be a god myself. See, a lot of times we think all that stuff with Lucifer and the battle and him being cast out of heaven happened before Adam and Eve and before the earth, and then they were cast down to the earth, and we've been dealing with them ever since because they tricked us. No, he tricked us knowing as an angel that he could become a god. He said, I'll exalt my throne above God's throne. And see, we had the ability to relinquish our dominion of the earth over to him because God gave us that dominion. And that's what I want to talk to you about. You see, Satan needs you to cooperate with him if he's going to have dominion in the earth because you hold the key of dominion in the earth as a human being. Okay, now God on the other side of it, he needs your cooperation to operate in dominion in the earth as well. So you've got God and Satan both looking at mankind going, how can I get them to cooperate with me to get my plan done in the earth? And Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. Life and life abundantly. So God's trying to bring life into the earth. Satan is trying to kill, steal, and destroy everything in the earth. Okay, so the choice is yours. If you quit partnering with the devil through willful sin and disobedience, he would be rendered powerless in the earth. If every human being just said, I'm not going to cooperate with you anymore, you hearing me? He would be powerless because the only power he has is the power that you give him in your life. I always say it this way. The only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. The Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will make you what? Free. Free from what? Well, you're in bondage. You're in sin. You are dead in your trespasses and sins until you come to know Jesus because Jesus has taken dominion back of the earth. You see, God in his sovereignty, when he spoke and he gave the earth away, right? He couldn't take it back. And that's how Lucifer was able to gain that foothold. Okay, so now God is walking in this gift that he's given away and Satan has stolen it. Now we have to begin to understand what dominion really is so that we can walk in it now. Today. How many of you guys know that all of your problems that you have are based on the idea that you're not walking in the dominion that God has given you? Okay, so God couldn't take the earth back. So how's he going to get dominion back into our hands? Because we're sunk. We're sunk. We can't take it back. We're in sin now, so we don't have the righteousness, we don't have the holiness to be able to take back our authority. We relinquished it through Adam and Eve, and that's not your fault. You were born in sin, right? Say, I was born that way. It wasn't your fault. See, that's why God knew that he had to fix the problem, but he couldn't fix the problem as God. He couldn't go, well, I'm going to take back my word. Even though I gave it to you, I'm going to come over here. And he could have easily just slapped the devil, taken it back, and done whatever he needed to do. But in accordance with his word, he couldn't break his word because his word's actually holding everything together. So he can't, God will never violate his word. That's why you can trust God's word. He'll never go against it. He'll never relent. He'll never change his mind as to what he has said. Okay, so Hebrews 1:3. Let's look at that for a second. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. See, that's Jesus. See, God became a human being because humans had the dominion. And Jesus trapped himself in a human body, in human form for eternity. He came and became the likeness of a man, God in the flesh. And he was the only one that was worthy and holy and able to take back the dominion of the earth. That's why Jesus says, I have the keys of death and hell. Behold, all authority has been given unto me, and I give it to you. He's trading us back his righteousness for our sinfulness so that we can walk in the dominion that we once had in the earth and therefore take authority over the enemy and shut him down and bring God's dominion back into the earth. Do you see it? Do you see the picture? Because God gave absolute dominion to Adam and Eve. They had full control. And they relinquished it to the enemy. You know, it says that, and we just talked about this recently, but it says this, that Eve was deceived, but Adam knowingly gave it away. Okay? So what do we do about this? Because Satan is trying to make you his minion. Everything that he's doing in your life, every obstacle that you're facing is all him trying to take away your rights, your privileges as a believer in Jesus Christ. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. See, I've been a minion in my life. You guys want to hear about my minion story? You see, my life was fully driven by thoughts that were derived from the system of this world. From the time that I was a little kid, MTV had corrupted my mind, and I wanted to be a heavy metal singer, and I wanted to be a rock star, and I wanted to be a surfer, pro surfer, and I wanted to party like a rock star, and I wanted to live my life with all this crazy stuff going on, and all it brought me to was addiction and bondage. Because I was a minion. It was like sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Party till you puke. You laugh, but you know you've been there. Some of you were good. Like Carol, right? Carol was good. She was a good girl. She had other types of problems. Yeah. We all did. I'm teasing. But, you know, for me it was like, tasty waves and a cool buzz, and I'm set. You know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I was the Jeff Spicoli of my high school. I really was. You know, there's 8 key desires that we have in our life. I'm going to share these with you real quick. Survival. Anybody want to survive? You know, how many guys know a prepper, doomsday prepper, somewhere? Yeah, guns and food and stuff. Okay, I'm a little bit of a doomsday prepper, okay? Just so you know. My wife's like, you're one. I heard you. I want to survive. Enjoyment of food and beverage. I suffer from that one too. Noticed that on the missions trip, didn't you? Felix is like, dude, how do you eat so much? I'm like, I'm conditioned, man. I've been working at this. I can do 5,000 calories a day and not gain weight. Sadly, I'm doing about 7. But freedom from fear, pain, and danger. We want to be free from pain. Anybody like pain? Fear. Danger. No. Then there's the need for sexual companionship. Comfortable living conditions. We learned about that in Mexico, right? We got down there, they're like, Pastor, there's no air conditioner in this hotel. It's like, there's only fans. There's only a fan, and there's only one. It's pointing at the other person's bed. Right? But comfortable living conditions. Come on, you know you like your AC. Maria's like, mm-hmm. Gotta have my AC. You go down to Mexico and you turn the air on and they're like, oh, they're freezing. They like it hot. How about this one? We all want to win. We all want care. We all want the protection of loved ones and social approval, things like that. And all these are great if they're done in the context of Scripture. There's nothing wrong with having these desires. It's that we don't want these desires to have us. You see, when you get outside of the context of Scripture, the flesh gets involved. Somebody say the flesh. Anybody familiar with the flesh? Anybody? Is anybody not in their body right now? Okay. Who's familiar with the flesh? Anybody got flesh? Some of you still don't have flesh. Come on, everybody put your hand up. Okay, some of you are just never going to raise your hand in church for anything. I get it. But the flesh will take it to extremes. enjoyment of food and beverage is great, but enjoyment of 7,000 calories worth of food and beverage every day is not. Here's a good example. You ready? Sexual companionship in marriage is great. Sexual companionship with everybody is deadly. Just an example. It's not meant towards anybody. But here's the bottom line. You know, we're becoming minions. We're being used by the enemy. We're being like little puppets. He's just pulling us around and pulling our strings and getting us to do all this crazy stuff. And we're being used without our knowledge to accomplish his purposes. Because we're deceived. That's the whole thing about being deceived, is when you're deceived, you don't know you're deceived, because if you knew you were deceived, you're not deceived anymore. Did that seem a little deceptive? So, we're unknowingly becoming Satan's minions in this fight to do our life. Some are knowingly his minions. Don't get me wrong. You know, we went to August Burns Red concert last night, and there were a lot of Satan minions around there. They had the shirts. They had the attitudes. You know, it was great. I was just, no, but I mean, I'm there, and I'm just like, God, show me how to win these people with God's rock. Show me how can I capture this radical group of people because they love their master. We're at House of Blues and it's like all roads, you know, and Buddha's over here and there's idols everywhere. And I'm like, this is where Jesus would come hang out. You know, I'm literally standing next to a guy at the concert, right? And this guy is wasted, man. He was so wasted. Eventually, we were like, man, we got to get away from this guy. He's just latched onto us. But he wanted ministry, you know, and he wanted validation. And he's like, hey, man, can you hold my wallet, my phone, while I go crowd surf? I'm a total stranger in a bar, standing next to this guy, and he feels compelled to give me his phone and his wallet with over $300 in it. Now, I didn't look. I didn't look. Over $250 in it. It was services rendered for holding it. Totally kidding. I did not take anything from him. But who gives their wallet and phone to a perfect stranger in a bar? That's dominion. I'm standing in the middle of all hell breaking loose at this concert, praying for people and looking at people with the heart and the compassion of God, and standing in dominion in the midst of this dark place, saying, I am the light of God in this place right now. Right? And the concert guys got them all bowing down and different things, this crazy stuff. But I'm like holding this guy's wallet and phone, and I'm like, there's my ministry tonight. We just lifted him up, encouraged him. I prayed for him while he was crowd surfing. And then while he's out there, they stop the show, and I'm like, somebody went down, you know, and the band even stopped playing. They're like, somebody's hurt from crowd surfing, got dropped on the floor. I'm like, please, Lord, don't let it be him. I'm going to be stuck here. He's going to go off in the ambulance, and I'm going to have his ID and his wallet and everything. And it wasn't him. But the bottom line is this. We're called by God to have dominion everywhere we go. This is not Satan's world any longer. It's our world. We're children of the King. We're children of Jesus. We have dominion. We have it. It's been given to us. But we're not exercising our authority. And that's where the key is. You need to begin to exercise your authority. Here's a good example. Do you understand that addiction? I think I shared this a little bit a couple weeks back, but your body was made from what? The dust of the earth, right? So you have dominion over your body. Right? Because you've been given dominion over the earth, so you have the ability to speak to your body and tell your body to respond to the word of God. Be healed, lungs, in Jesus' name. I have dominion over you, so conform now in the name of Jesus. Don't settle for, oh yeah, well, I think I'm not feeling good or this and that, you know. And I'm not against doctors or medication or any of that. We need stuff like that sometimes. So I'm still alive because of doctors. When my pancreas exploded and the enemy tried to kill me, they helped keep me alive. I'm not anti-doctor, but go to God first. You got a headache, don't grab the Advil, grab the, you know, the gospel. Pray over yourself. Take dominion over yourself, and then if you need an Advil, take it, but at least put God first. Right? We've got to start standing against the enemy in our lives. God said, subdue the earth, rule it, be in charge. So what do you, be in charge. Jesus paid a huge price to put dominion back in your hands. Being found in the form of God, he humbled himself and was created in the likeness of men. He trapped himself in that human body. And then not only that, came to the earth without sin, lived a sinless life, okay? Then laid his life down on the cross. He could have stopped it. He willingly laid his life down as a sacrifice for you so that you could be made the righteousness of God in him. The scriptures tell us, he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. Only the righteousness of God can hold that position of authority, because in sin, you're dead. You're dead in your trespasses and sin. Here's the good news in John 5:25. Those who are dead in their sins have hope. So John 5:25 says, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Say, I want to live. I want to have dominion. I want to be in authority. I want to have life in myself. I don't want to be dead in my sin. Because God can't change his word. If you stay in sin, if you don't accept the gift of Jesus, you are dead already. You're the walking dead. She's like, you look too much like a zombie in that moment. You know, you need to take dominion in all the areas of your life. The enemy's trying to keep you from understanding who you are so that you will not speak to your situations. You will not inject the word of God into your situations. He wants you distracted. He wants you doing anything except standing in the position that you're supposed to stand in. It's the position of authority. Think about it. If you're not walking in God's dominion, you're dead. You're a minion. You're Satan's little henchman running around doing his bidding, doing what he wants you to do. And that's the great deception. Don't be Satan's stooge. Stop. Pastor, you don't understand. I got this problem. I just stop. But you don't understand. No, I do. Just stop. Have dominion. Be who God's called you to be. And I'm working on it too. Don't look at me like, oh, I've arrived. Oh, he thinks he's arrived. No, not even close. Nope. I'm preaching to myself. So how do we have dominion? You want to know? So Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority, right? So what do we do with that?
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.